Our friends from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, they're joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got Molly Rose and Mark Persley. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
May is Small Business Month. And what we know about small businesses, they are the backbone of Main Street USA in every single city in America, from small to medium to large, right? So it's time that we honor them. Mm-hmm. So how are we celebrating them in the month of May here in York County?
Sure. So the small businesses are also the backbone of our chamber membership. And so this month we want to celebrate them and really be that resource for them at the chamber. So we created a landing page of just the different small business events that are going on this month, some resources that are there year long, and just a way for local businesses to get connected and have a one-stop, you know, resource to see what's going on here in York County for Small Business Month.
Because small businesses can all relate, no matter what the product they're selling, right? At the end of the day, they have to probably deal with things that the big box stores don't have to worry about it, because some corporate office in some city is taking care of all that. But small businesses, they have to find the place, right? They have to do everything themselves, which you have sweat equity in it. So when it's sweat equity, you're more proud maybe of it a little bit along those lines.
That's right.
So what else is available for small business owners if they're just starting out their journey, or maybe they're interested in becoming a small business owner? How does the chamber help them, and what sources are available, resources are available to them?
Sure. So on that landing page, and that's under the Make It York County brand partnership that we have with Visit York County and York County Economic Development. So on that page is our Small Business Toolkit. And so that is a great resource for business owners. So it kind of goes through if you're looking to start a business, grow your business, expand, i.e., you know, expand to two locations or move your location. So that is kind of also a one-stop resource with active links to, you know, if you're going to be in York, South Carolina, it connects you with the York people you need to work through if you're starting a business, Rock Hill, TK, all the sorts. So.
And I'm glad that you said it is the backbone of the chamber, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's really why years and years and decades ago, why the Chamber of Commerce started, right? Mm-hmm. For business, exactly. The business community to get together in the morning or after hours and just swap business stories, right?
Yes.
And share customers,
pains,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. So that's great that and we've grown. And you've also welcomed the big box stores. Yeah. We don't want to exclude them. They'll get their own month and their own time. But to your point, it is be able to have that network and an infrastructure that if you
Absolutely.
Are a business owner and you're running into struggles with hiring, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe expanding, other business owners can be like, we went down the same road. And let me tell you,
right.
Yeah, here's what we've learned, and we can walk beside you, which I know the chamber is instrumental in doing that together. Well, besides celebrating our small business owners during the month of May, there's some other events happening, including making AI, artificial intelligence, work for you. You don't need to work for AI. Let it work for you. And what are we talking about here, Mark? What does this look like?
Yes. So the chamber has been able to bring in Google. And when I mean Google, I mean the actual internet search base engine. Mm-hmm. Google is coming to York County. And we're hosting a Make AI Work for You workshop. And they are going to be providing a Grow with Google certified coach on site. It's a partnership, like I said, with the chamber, with Google, and York Technical College, which is where we will host this event. And it is designed for small businesses in the Rock Hill and surrounding areas. But what the workshop's going to focus on is how to use AI. How to save time, improve your marketing, connect with customers, and how to grow your online platform. But to what you just said, Lucas, is let AI work for you. Mm-hmm. Let's take some of the struggle and the stress off of that one business owner, or maybe if they only have a couple employees, can you put it into AI? Can it run that script for you? Can it create that chart, gather all of your information, your data, all that, and let that do that while you're helping a customer or you're setting up the new branding wall in your business or anything like that. I know here at the chamber, we have been integrating AI quite a bit, as much as we can. And realistically, obviously, like an event, AI, it can't put on the awards or a workshop for workforce and talent. You know, Celeste still needs to handle all of that for us. But it can help with the speeches, and it can help with the timelines, doing that admin work so that the staff can focus on our members and be in person and handle all of those things. So Google's going to come in. They're going to set up a lot of technology that I don't really understand yet, but I'm looking forward to
it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And they're going to walk everybody through a simulation and different situations, give them the basics on how to use AI. Of course, some people may not even know how to get into or adapt it, or help answer questions of how AI can be integrated into your business. And yes, of course, ChatGPT. I always mess up on that one.
I do too.
I don't know if it's all sorts of names.
If it's our self-diagnosed dyslexia, but I call it. I want to call it ChatB, like in as in boy, and not P as in Peter.
Me too.
But I don't know. I don't know why. But I'm with you.
I'm going to start saying
B now. Call it whatever you want.
Thank
right?
you. Thank you. It's just working for me, right, Molly?
Exactly.
It's working for me, so I want to call it whatever I want to call it. But it's interesting because when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence, some folks want to put the I don't want it.
Yep.
And so, and then some, when the pendulum swings the other way, uses it way too much because you can tell when AI has had their fingers on a speech or graphics. Like you can just tell. So it's probably used right now, and hopefully what you'll learn at this workshop is how to complement what you're doing, right? Use it as an asset and as a tool, but not as 100% replacement. To your point, if you're struggling and you've got a lot of stuff going on, here are the points I'm trying to make. Kind of drive me up an outline, and then I'll take it and go from there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely use it as a tool, not to replace humans,
Not
to you know replace the workforce. We need humans, and we need to have those workers, but it's a way to help you be a little bit faster, more efficient, and take your product and your services to the next level.
So that's on May the 20th. So folks can go ahead and sign up now. So business owners can sign up now as well. Is that who's qualified for this?
It's open to chamber members and non-chamber members.
Perfect.
Okay.
So this is really a community event. We can hold about 100. So we've got a few more spots available. So if anybody does want to join, just go to the website and register. Now it does look a little different than the chamber registration as Google is handling that. It's simple. You just put in your normal information. It is also free. So there is no charge.
Really?
Yep. Google is handling it all. So this is a great opportunity. And it's from 8 to 10 or 10:30, I think. Okay. Not going to take up much of your morning, but a great way to come and learn some basics, but also maybe get some new tips.
Yep.
That's really cool. And then we'll wrap up with, as you have learned, the benefits of being a member of the chamber. This is a time where folks are not members of the York County Chamber. What are they missing out on? Why should they become a member?
Yes, Molly, they are missing out on us completely.
That I agree with. I can tell you myself, they are missing out on all of you all at the chamber staff. You're a lot of fun, and you know how to throw a good party for sure. But beyond that, what else are they missing out on? Because they might want to become members during the month of May.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you covered it. We do know how to throw a good party. We do know how to connect members. But I think on a deeper level, you know, we do the advocacy piece. Sometimes we don't tout that as much. But we are B for business. So we're there advocating, you know, on policies that are that benefit businesses locally, especially small businesses. And then we touched on a little bit while we were chatting, but your talent and workforce development and leadership development, that's a huge need here, not just in York County, but, you know, people hiring, trying to retain people, and then trying to make sure your people have the right skills to do the work. So we are a big focus on that. That's a little different for a chamber. That's kind of what makes us unique here, but we saw the need for it here in York County. So those are, other than the fun events and connecting with peers, kind of some more of that type of work.
You're just not alone. I think that's what I've loved so much about when you do stuff with the chamber. You're not alone. So if you've been down some kind of road and it's not working for you, if you're a chamber member, if you reach out to Dean and Colleen and Mark and Molly and everyone else in between and say, this ain't working.
Yeah.
I don't want to shut up. I don't want to close my doors, but something's not working. You all can plug them in, and I think that's really comforting. It's got to be if you're a business owner.
That's what we tell all of, especially our new members, is the more information we have, the better we can help you, because we don't know what we don't know.
Sure.
And if you're struggling, 9 out of 10 chances, there's another business struggling with the same thing. So if you let us know, there are things that we can do, whether it's on a small scale or a larger scale. So definitely a great way.
Fantastic.